This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The town of Crested Butte has declared its housing shortage a local disaster. Troy Russ, the town's community development director, says between 10 and 12% of the workforce is unfilled because people can't afford the market. The town purchased a local bed and breakfast for $2.3 million, which it will convert into employee housing.
We make sure the rents do not exceed 30% of their income. So we'll offer that to the private sector in the winters, and then to our employees in the summertime.
The mountain town of Frisco has also considered declaring its housing crisis an emergency, but didn't take that step at its last council meeting. Congress is one step closer to restoring tougher EPA regulations on methane emissions. A House committee advanced a resolution introduced by Denver area Congresswoman Diana DeGette that reinstates strict rules for emissions of methane, a greenhouse gas, that the Trump administration rolled back. DeGette says it's a move that even some natural gas companies support.
The very businesses that might benefit the most from these rollbacks spoke out against them and in support of methane regulation, like the rules that we're seeking to restore today.
Republicans opposed the measure, arguing it adds more regulations to the energy industry. The resolution heads to the House floor. Denver is at 94 degrees right now, which should be the high for today. It will also be a breezy day. Tonight, there will be a low of 55. The rest of the week could hit the high to mid-90s. Stay tuned. This is CPR News.